face it, we all hate Mondays, so what better day to rant than this?
My peeps are going to be rioting in the streets.
Here is John Pollock on Fight Network Radio.
CBS is getting set to present their first ever mixed martial arts event. But the question on everyone's mind is who will commentate such an historic event for network television? Today I run the official CBS MMA commentating auditions on Fight Network Radio. First up from HBO, Larry Merchant. Now, Larry, you weren't even a boxer. What the hell do you know about fighting? Ah, geez, why did you hit me?
Excuse me, folks. I'm not used to using any strong arm tactics to get my interviews in.
Okay, we're gonna make this simple. Mike Tyson is walking to the ring. Just call the intro and don't say anything stupid or that could get us into problems with the network.
Mike has turned this phase of a fight his favorite phase. He calls it like going out on a date. It's finally gonna happen. Of course, his idea of a date is wham bam, thank you, sir.
Okay, we need some more traditional sports in the mix. ESPN's Mike Patrick. Now, Mike, I know you've never called mixed martial arts before. Do you have any questions?
I have an important question.
Go ahead.
What is Brittany doing with her life?
Who?
Brittany. Brittany who? Spears. What is she doing with her career?
Why do we care at this point?
You sarcastic son of a bitch. Let's try hockey. It's got fighting in it. We now welcome Tampa Bay Lightning play-by-play announcer Dave Mishkin. Okay, Dave, let's just fast forward to the end of a fight and call the knockout. Stop. No. Can anyone in hockey call a fight?
A left by Osgood, a right by Wall. He connects on another right by Wall. There's winner, Osgood's coming off. Wall drives him back to midnight. A right by Wall, he connected. A right by Wall. An uppercut. He's holding on. He's doing great against Osgood. It's center ice. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
I'm sorry, sir, but for liability issues, we cannot afford to have you have a heart attack on live network television. Who's next? We've got from World Wrestling Entertainment and a former football announcer, this could be promising, Mike Adamley.
Another man who's been waiting anxiously with anticipation, his name is Jeff Harvey. Hardy.
Good delivery, Mike, but unfortunately you're an idiot and that won't fly on CBS.
Wow.
Let's keep it with the wrestling guys, though. Next up, my good friend Don West. Now, Don, I know you really like getting into the action. All I want is a good call, but no hyperbole. Go ahead.
And let me tell you something. After watching Kevin Nash last week, you better be focused 1,000% on this match, AJ Styles, or Kevin Nash will kill you.
This is going to be a long day. Who's next? Are you kidding me? Is this a network call?
Hello, friends. Jim Nantzel along with Phil Simms exclusively for CBS.
Absolutely not. Who else? Oh, great. The Buffer Boys. Michael, impress me.
The winner of this match will go on to Super Brawl on Sunday, February 21st, to face the reigning United States heavyweight champion, Bret Hitman Clark.
Why me? Bruce, any better?
And when the action begins, our referee in charge of this contest is Dan Migliotta.
You messed that one up.
Maybe the sports background is a negative. We need someone with some Hollywood appeal. Next up from Saved by the Bell, Mario Lopez, a.k.a. A.C. Slater.
Okay, first things first. Let's check out the old scoreboard. Huh? I mean, hey, give me a break. It's not that old, right? Anyway, in local high school action, it was Bayside 5, Valley 4. I guess that means we won, right, math majors? This is AC Slater. And just remember, fans, in the airport of life, sports is just the baggage.
Oh, this is a nightmare. I'm stuck at CBS Studios with a bunch of idiots. Who's that chick in the corner drinking coffee and talking to a bagel? Yes, you, honey. What's your name?
I'm Katie Couric.
Okay, Sell us on a fight.
Senators Clinton and Obama have challenged each other on what they've done and haven't done. Tonight, we'll lay it all out.
Oh, that's great, Katie. CBS's first MMA event, and you want to push male on female, black on white violence. You're exactly what is wrong with the mainstream media. I give up. Who in the hell can serve as play-by-play commentator for this debut show on CBS? I have no earthly idea. Well, back to you, Mauro Ranallo.